Yeah, it's all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Well, I'd like to challenge this idea with my story. I thought we were supposed to smoke. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Bo Gallagher. Now, when I was very young, I always remember my parents smoke like chimneys, and I always remember times like I was in the car with my brother, and it was winter, and my mum and dad would have the windows up, and I was like, oh, you know, me and my brother in the back going, oh, mum, could you please, like, you know, open the window up a little bit? And they're like, oh, okay, I'll open it up like an inch. And, you know, so, like back then it was very, like, common to, just smoke in the house, and there was no, like, you know, horrible judgments on people that smoked, like, everywhere. Like, you could smoke inside. It didn't matter where it was. And the kids just had to wear that kind of stuff and, you know, unhealthily get exposed to the chemicals all day. And so I thought you grew up, or when you grew up, that you smoked. And I thought I was old enough. I thought I was old enough by, I guess, 8. I think I was in, was it 8 or 10? I think it was. I was in year 5. I started smoking, and I remember someone asking me recently, it's like, oh, that never smoked, and said, they asked me, how long until you get addicted? And I said, well, it depends on, I guess, your, you know, your parents and, the people in your family, because, you know, some people have got addictive personalities and, you know, can get addicted quite quickly. And I guess, like I said to him, I said, look, I felt like a cigarette the next day at the same time I had my first cigarette ever. So I gather, like, I was very addicted, had a very addictive personality, and by the next day, around the same time, I had cravings for a cigarette. And from there on, like at 10, I smoked quite heavily. It was easy for me to get cigarettes. I could just take a pack from my mum's carton and off I went. And there's a lot of things in my life where I had a lot of horrible addictive personality, and that kind of come from my mum's side, I believe. And the reason I'm sharing this story is because, like, I've had a lot of miracles in my life, but God knows that this miracle of him taking away cigarettes, the craving for cigarettes, was a personal one for me, and a big one for me. And look, I was smoking for most of my life, like 30 years or so, and like, you know, a pack a day or more. And I, from probably 25 to 40, I think, or when did I stop? I stopped when I was 40, 45, I think. so, yeah, 25 to 45, I was smoking heavily, and I tried to quit from 25. So I was on nicotine replacement, and then I'll get over the hard bit and then pick it up again. Like, when it was easy, I could get through the hard bit, but when it became easy, that's when the temptation would creep in. And this kept going for years and years. And I went to the doctor about it. I went on this medication called Champex, where it's supposed to have stopped the cravings, and it kind of did, but I could never last more than a few months. Which is funny, because I could get over this hard struggle, and then when things become easy, I would crumble and, you know, pick up a cigarette, and it always just took that one. And I knew that, the enemy would knew how to get to me too. Like, he would get to a point where he would implant in my head that I'm not good enough, and I'm destined to just smoke and do all these things, and then I'll just pick up again. So, like, the miracle around this is that when I was, you know, a few years ago, I got on my knees and and ask God for a fighting chance, and never prayed so hard in my life. He talked to me quite a lot, and he got rid of a lot of things. But this cigarette thing was really something that really touched my heart, because I remember I was going to get on like nicotine placement patches again. And I just remember hearing this small voice telling me, saying, "No, trust me. Just talk to me. Just look at me instead." And I did. I said, "Okay, I won't go on any nicotine replacement." And I didn't. And from that day on, I never craved a cigarette again. For me, this is a very personal one. Because my mum died of lung cancer and pancreatic cancer, and I knew how she struggled all through her life with cigarettes, and I thought I was going down the same track, to the point where I had the same kind of symptoms. I had when I got on my knees, I had a lung embolism, and I was had clots in my lungs, and emphysema as well. I was struggling with, because I was a spray painter as well, so. It wasn't looking good, and God just I just remember that small still voice saying, just trust me, just don't worry about the patches, I've got you, and he did. So I just praise God for this, and I'll just read you a verse that I like in regards to this. It's Jeremiah 17:14. "Oh Lord, if you heal me, I will be truly healed. If you save me, I'll be truly saved. My praises are for you alone," and they are. Like, I am so grateful for what He's done in my life, and and I continue to be have the same gratitude every day when I wake up. So thank you, God, for giving me that miracle, and ultimately it's your victory. So I just praise you for that.